saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hour number three, Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Marquise Munson taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Fellas, some bad news yesterday for the Titans. Taylor Lewan announced that he has indeed torn his ACL. He will be out for the remainder of the season. And, Joe, it goes without saying, I mean, that's a huge loss for the Titans. We know how important Taylor Lewan is, how well he was playing for this team this season. And really, like, the duo on the left side of the line with Lewan and Saffold, both in the run game and in the passing games, have been pretty solid for the Titans. Like, we talked about Saffold, especially when he got here the first four or five games without Taylor Lewan, struggled in pass protection. I think he's been a lot better in that area since then. I think Ryan Tannehill has something to do with that as well, getting the ball out, making decisions quickly. But that left side of the Titans line has been rock solid for really, you know, the last, you know, probably if you break it down on a game-by-game basis, the last 16, 17 games, they've been really, really good on the left side of the line. And now a big question with Lewan out for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. So you look at Tyson Brailoe, and by the way, yesterday we were talking about is it some Brailoe?
We have
is it
some Brailoe? Confirmation on this?
You know, all we had to do was look at, you know, his bio on the Titans website. It says Sembrailoe,
perfect,
with an L. So you say the L, and you know this. I didn't realize
plays left taco.
That's right. That's right. I did not realize that he was a second-round pick by the Broncos in 15 out of Colorado State. So 59 overall. You know, he's traded the Falcons for a fifth-round pick, and then the Falcons released him. So, you know, he just got released in March. 9 days later, the Titans pick him up. I thought he did a heck of a job against the Vikings when he had to come in that game. I mean, Lewan has had – well, he's left the last three games in a row for different stuff. And then, you know, obviously we saw J.J. Watt, of course. They go right to him, and I think that's, you know, the Titans probably need to be like, hey, let's help Sembrailoe here. They move J.J. Watt over there, and they didn't, and that gets a strip sack that's really a big part of that game. But I think overall he's looked fine, you know, but we'll see. You know, now you get a longer look at him.
Yeah.
You know, in some of these games, some of these matchups.
Like, he got blown by when he first came in Minnesota by Ngakoue.
Yeah.
Like, very early on, and he got blown by J.J. Watt, like, the first or second play that he was in there. And then after that, I mean, he's been fine. Now, you don't want, you know, the first play every time you come in and just get blown by. How much of that is, you know, obviously the matchup of who you're going against, but also how much of that is coming in cold off the bench and going up against the guy who's been playing the whole time? I don't know. Maybe there's something to that.
Yeah. We'll find out a lot more about him, and of course we're going to find out about Isaiah Wilson. You know, I think tomorrow will be an interesting day on the practice field for whatever we're able to watch, just to see him out there, how he looks. I think they have to get him as ready as they can get him. I mean, I asked Vrabel about, like, the idea of Kelly moving to left side, and, you know, he's like, yeah, like, anything's on the table, basically. But I do think that Kelly is absolutely better on the right side. I think he's been really good this year. So if you feel okay about Sembrailoe over there, and you know you're going to have to give him help, then maybe that's just the best way to go. But either way, like, you have to have a next guy. And right now they really don't. They don't have – if there's another injury, they don't – I mean, right now they have to go to Isaiah Wilson if there's an injury Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this is –
How would that go?
This is a big problem. They're one injury away from this being a gigantic problem. Like, if Dennis Kelly goes down, they are in serious trouble at that point.
Because, like, I don't know, right? I don't know of any interior guys who could kick out. They don't, like, Sembrailoe is a guy who's played some guard, but they don't have, as far as I know, any of these guys with tackle experience. And they have Brandon Kemp, undrafted rookie out of Valdosta State, on the practice squad. So, yeah. So, like, so we got the trade deadline coming up, and I'm actually doing something right today, trying to look at other tackles around the league on that. But then you have Isaiah Wilson and just have the absolute urgency to accelerate that process.
Joe, you were talking in the last segment. We looked up on the TV screen, and Get Up was talking about maybe a Coach of the Year candidate in Mike Vrabel. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. It sounds like it's really early to start talking Coach of the Year, because that's more of an award based on your total body of work and basically what your bottom line looks like at the end of the year. But this is Sports Talk Radio. It's not too early to talk about anything. Here's what the guys on Get Up had to say about Mike Vrabel potentially being a Coach of the Year candidate.
Jeff, to this point in the season, who's your Coach of the Year? 45 seconds, go.
Well, if it ain't Mike Vrabel, you're high. Because this guy has absolutely been incredible. Listen, let's take away the COVID distraction, right? I mean, he had 14 days, no practice. Are we going to practice? What's going on? Are we being investigated? Are we not? He continued to push through. He has taken Tannehill and made him an MVP candidate. He's got Derrick Henry, MVP candidate. He lets him have 12 on the field to buy himself 40 seconds last Sunday to give himself some time to win the game against the Texans. He is doing everything right. We talk about chess versus checkers. He is playing chess. I've been so impressed. And this team has taken on his identity. They are tough, hard-nosed folks that make no excuses and go find ways to win. Got to be Mike Vrabel.
I love it. So, again, if you do not vote for Mike Vrabel, Jeff Saturday, what are you?
You are hot.
Jeff Saturday. Former Colts offensive lineman there saying, you better be voting for Mike Vrabel, Coach of the Year.
Jeff Saturday and the Edibles, man. Beating the drum for, he's got the Titans number two in the NFL. He's got Vrabel's Coach of the Year, but he made some good points. You know, the thing is, like you said, Robbie, it's about bottom line. It's also about bottom line relative to expectations. So often we see the great coach for the great team not win an award because
– which sometimes drives me nuts.
And I get it. But you have the surprising 10-6 team, you know, then that coach wins it.
Like,
but
how often does Nick Saban win Coach of the Year in the SEC?
Yeah, Urban Meyer never won Big Ten Coach of the Year, you know. So there you go.
That's a problem.
Right. But that's just how it goes. And so that's one thing. But also, Vrabel now has this little thing – you know, that we're going to talk about. We're talking about it, even though he won't acknowledge it. You know, let's try the 12-man Josh Kalu defense and then act like we're mad when we get a penalty. I mean, people are talking about that, and it was. It was a really good move to save 40 seconds. So when you have little actual coaching move stuff people talk about, that'll help you.
Well, it's rare to have, like, the coaching moves that you can tangibly point to that help you win a game. Like, it's usually – you know, what adjustments are you making on the field? Like, who are you subbing in and out? What moves, big decisions on fourth down do you make? But to have something that, like, tangibly saves you 40 seconds of clock time, that's rare, and that's generating a lot of buzz.
It is. Now, you know, it's funny because last year Vrabel had a bunch of moves that we were questioning late in games.
Yeah.
You know, some of them cost him, some of them didn't, but regardless, you know, he at times, you know, aggressive, trying trick plays, things like that. I mean, look, it's very obvious he's willing to. He's not, you know, stick to the chart guy, you know, play by the book guy. You know, he wants to get out there. And I think part of that, most of that is just you're trying to win games, trying to come up with what you can come up with. But I think also players like that stuff too. I think that's kind of part of the – I'm not going to use the word.
What word?
Culture.
Culture.
But, you know, most overused, dumb sports word. But anyway, it's part of the.
You've used it like eight times the last 2 days.
Yeah, right. I know. At least I'm not saying bye week.
You've said that too. Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, what team will Arthur Smith be the head coach of next year?
Good question.
Already just given up. There's no chance he's back
Texans.
As OC next year. I mean, they got a pretty good look at him the other day.
Arthur Smith to the Texans. Bill O'Brien, OC of the Tennessee Titans. Who's excited?
Oh, my goodness. You know what the crazy part about that is? I think there's a decent shot that happens. I really do.
Good. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. I mean, Vrabel obviously worked for him. Vrabel's big on people he trusts, people he worked with. I mean, like a lot of coaches are, but it seems like Vrabel really big on that. He's worked for Bill O'Brien. He's not bringing him in to be assistant GM for John Robinson, so, you know, you can take some comfort in that.
Well, we've talked about maybe Arthur Smith becoming a head coach and being a candidate after this year. Do we think that, like, this is a for sure thing? Like, he is – this offense is humming along so well right now that he is – he's going to get snatched up by somebody.
Well, I think it's a for sure thing that he'll have opportunities. I mean, we've certainly seen – we've seen hot coordinators end up not getting jobs because there's six of them for four jobs or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't work out. But I think there's a good to very good chance he's a head coach next year.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben text in, I feel like we'll hold on for dear life and get into the playoffs at 10-6 after we have a little free fall. But even if we completely fall apart, we have enough of a cushion to get in the playoffs and potentially win a couple of playoff games. It's sad that Vrabel knew they were going to score from 30 yards out with plenty of game time left that he had to do the 12 many men on, too many men on the field penalty.
Well, now remember, you know, if they stop them, and Vrabel's assuming also, so he's giving them a first down with 3 minutes left. So he's assuming now that they are going to run to try to, or, you know, short pass, try to, you know, they tried a fade and it was incomplete. That wasn't like conceding they're giving up a touchdown, but even if they run and bleed you of your timeouts, then you have a lot of time with no timeouts, right? You're probably going to be 2 minutes plus and you have one stoppage left to try to get a touchdown. You know, so that wasn't a conceding the touchdown. It was just trying to save that time. However, it worked out from there. He wasn't like, there's no way we're stopping them here. They didn't. So maybe in the back of his head, he had an idea, but that it wasn't like, you know, I mean, you also in that scenario, there's a chance the Texans, they can get the clock low enough. They're happy with a field goal to go up four, and still you are really up against it with the clock having to score a touchdown. Now, they end up getting their TD, but that was so. I wouldn't look at that decision as we know they're scoring a touchdown. It was just save the clock, however it turns out.
When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Get your reaction as well. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And also ask the question, which of the guys on defense that have struggled so far is closest to figuring it out and breaking out for the Titans? We'll debate that coming up next. But first, I got a word from FanDuel. In Tennessee, it's almost here. You get ready for sports betting. And to do that, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. That's right, $50 in free site credit just to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike the other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because that's the right thing to do. So right now, what you need to do, go download that FanDuel Sportsbook app for your check and check it out for yourself. It's fantastic. Just be sure when you sign up and register, use promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, so they know that we sent you. And when you verify your account, you'll receive that $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. It's promo code ROB to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee to participate. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789. Make sure you're tuning in tonight as Nashville SC takes on FC Dallas at Nissan Stadium at 7:30. Catch all the action on ESPN 94.9, starting with pregame coverage at 7:15. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, talking some Titans. And Joe, we've talked about the defensive struggles that this team has had. And Clowney, Vic Beasley, both getting paid $25 million, both getting combined around $25 million worth of salary.
Did you give him a raise?
I was giving him a raise. That performance has just been great so far by those two guys. They need to get paid more. Been really good for them.
Sure.
Which of those two guys do you think is the closest to figuring it out? And it was interesting, like, to watch the snap count on Sunday in that game against Houston, because Kamale Correa out the door. He gets traded to Jacksonville. He had not been much of a factor anyway, so you thought, okay, I mean, here comes Vic Beasley. He's going to play even more than he had been playing. What do you end up with, like 11 snaps, 12 snaps?
Yeah.
That's a really low number for Vic Beasley.
So that makes the answer easy, that Clowney's
But is
a
he
lot
close
closer.
To figuring it out?
Well, yeah, I mean, Clowney, I mean, look, Floyd Reese said earlier, and hey, let's go to Jared, three sacks. Like, we knew Clowney was going to have a big sack number, or that he may not have a big sack number and still could be effective. Right? Now, you'd like more than zero. But yes. I said all along, like, Clowney could have 4 or 5 sacks this year and be a heck of an addition to your defense. One way is having an effect, a positive impact on the collective rush defense, which hasn't been good enough. And then, yeah, just being more of a threat, drawing another blocker at times, getting there. I think at times he's been close to making some plays. Again, a couple times last week he beat his guy and it was him and Watson. And Watson said, yep, and bye. You know, I mean, so like some of those plays in future weeks, maybe this week, okay, maybe he gets home and puts a guy to the ground. I mean, he's a lot closer than Vic Beasley. I haven't seen Vic Beasley do anything in those limited snaps since the end of the Minnesota game. I mean, he's off the radar right now. So that's a lot of investment for very little return so far. And that's the number one thing that has to change. And based on track record and perceived talent level, can change. But that's either those guys do more and produce, or I don't see this defense getting a lot better, even with Adoree Jackson.
Now, are you seeing, when you watch Clowney play, though, like, are you seeing any signs that he's getting closer to making an impact? To me, he looks like the same guy he's looked like all year. Like, I don't see that there's been some marked improvement since he's gotten here.
Well, I think it's in bursts. I mean, the first series against Denver, it was like, oh, my gosh, what a monster, right? He has these moments and even series where you notice him. So, I mean, it's a make plays league. You make plays, you don't. Again, a big sack number, like Floyd said earlier, it's not who he's been. 9.5 is the most he's had when Vrabel was his D coordinator in Houston 1 year. But, yeah, make more plays. He had one TFL the other day that was impressive, blew up a running play. Do that more. At least he's doing it some. I mean, Vic Beasley, like, right now is, I don't know. I mean, Harold Landry is the one guy there I think who's doing the most. Even with Jeffrey Simmons, he makes these plays a few times a game that you're just like, wow. But the overall pressure with four, the overall rush defense, not very good. So does that not mean he can be more consistent?
Yeah.
They can all be more consistent.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate texts in, do you think we could see another Vrabel rule change somewhere in the future with the defense committing a penalty under 2 minutes to save time with like a 10-second runoff or something like that?
Yeah.
If so, he's definitely the MVP.
Yeah. No, I thought about that too. It's like,
do you think that's why he was so like hush-hush about it yesterday?
Probably.
Is that he doesn't want other people catching on?
Yeah. We're on to you though, Vrabel. Although I like the idea of a dime look with Josh Kalu as your 12th guy. What is that?
From nickel to
is that
dime.
A penny? That's your penny defense.
Penny defense.
That's your That's your Susan B. Anthony
half dollar
12 person defense. Yeah.
Is there a half dollar defense? There's a quarter. It's in between quarter, right?
But so nickel is 5. Yeah. Dime is 6.
Yeah. There's a
so
quarter.
So 7 is no, but 7 goes down.
I know.
Right. So it's not a quarter. It
well,
goes
I'm just
down
saying
to penny.
There is a quarter formation though. There's not a penny formation that I'm aware of until maybe now.
What's the quarter formation?
It's quarters. Everybody's just
Cover 4?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cover 4.
Yeah, quarters. Right.
That's what it is. That's what it's called. Look at Madden, man.
Well, that's a coverage, but we're talking about a
it's a formation in Madden.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Well, all right. Well, we'll come up with a good name for the Josh Kalu 12-man defense.
They look great.
Yeah.
I can't get over.
He should have just thrown out like a long snapper.
I can't get over Jonathan Joseph's face. Just that Warren Sharp put out there the other day of just Jonathan Joseph staring at Vrabel like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why do we have 12 people out here? And Vrabel just, ease up, man. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
This is where it's so crappy to not have open locker room because that's immediately like you're going to Jonathan Joseph and say, what happened there, man?
Yeah, what are you doing?
But instead it's like, will we get him on Zoom in a couple weeks? You know, like it's just, I mean, and again, that's
like
just the whole.
5 weeks now. Let's go back to the Houston game.
Right. That's all of sports coverage right now. It's not just the Titans, but I'm just saying like that would be a perfect thing to talk about and be hilarious what some guys would say in the locker room right now about that situation. Some would probably be like, I don't know. But there would be some guys who would be like, oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a text that says, our window is now. What's Taylor Lewan going to fetch us so we can get better now? He won't play, so need to get immediate production replacement.
You're going to trade Taylor Lewan
with a torn ACL?
Sure.
How's that possible?
That makes sense.
I don't think somebody's going to take him right now.
How is that possible?
Someone might take him, but I mean,
why would you do that?
No, you're not. Yeah, you're not trading away.
Give me your torn ACL left tackle, please.
Well, look,
we can build our franchise.
Well, I mean, on the other side of it, I could see someone being interested in that guy because he'll come back and be great. But they would never consider that.
No,
and from the Titans' perspective, that's dumb.
Is he? There was a time he was the face of the franchise. That's gone. It's Derrick Henry now, but.
Taylor Lewan?
Yeah. Taylor Lewan was the face of the franchise.
When?
When Marcus Mariota was the quarterback.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Taylor Lewan was the face of the franchise?
Who do you think the most popular player on the team was?
Taylor Lewan.
Taylor Lewan. It was not even close.
From someone who lived outside of Nashville.
Not even
at
close.
At one point and watched the Titans.
He was the best player.
The most popular player on the team was Taylor Lewan.
Look, I still remember the bow and arrow.
So face of the franchise. Here's the thing about face of the franchise, guys. Okay, you can say that in Nashville because people argued about Mariota that he wasn't it. He was easily the face of the franchise. It also means in the NFL. In the NFL, who the heck knew they had Taylor Lewan? No one. He would be on NFL Network every once in a while and say something crazy. He was not the face. He has never been the face. He got his captaincy stripped from him by Mike Mularkey. He was never the face of the franchise.
Yes, he was.
Ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Who in the world cared about Marcus Mariota?
He was
the
quarterback.
He sucked. He was awful.
Just because you're a quarterback doesn't mean you're the face of the
So you're
franchise.
Saying he was the best interview. Great. He was the best interview? Yeah, he's a way better interview than Marcus Mariota.
He was the most popular player, and it really was not close.
See, okay, first of all, you're also forgetting how many people hate Lewan and were all over him for his penalties and stuff. You're wrong. No. No.
But you also forget.
No.
How people were on Mariota for how bad he was.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Absolutely. Mariota was a polarizing player, but he's the quarterback of the team. He was the face of the franchise.
So is Sam Darnold the face of the Jets?
So do you think Ryan Tannehill is the face of the franchise right now?
No, Derrick Henry.
Because he's not.
Derrick Henry.
He's a quarterback.
Right. You're talking about a left tackle.
Okay.
He wasn't the face of the franchise.
Taylor Lewan
was polarizing too.
So is Sam Darnold the face of the Jets?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a little bit. Yeah. Like.
No, it's Adam Gase, actually. Well,
it could be.
Adam Gase.
All right. So he's the face. Yeah, he's the face of incompetence. Taylor Lewan's never been the face of the Titans.
Andy Dalton now.
I want people texting on this one.
Andy Dalton is officially the face of the Cowboys. Yes, he's the face of the Cowboys because he's quarterback.
Mike McCarthy is the face.
Wow.
He's got a face?
Yeah,
he's got a face.
Good Lord. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This goes – oh, God, there's no name here. Texture says, the argument that Vrabel knew they would score or trying to let them score to get the ball back is kind of ridiculous. If he was really trying to save the most time and knew they would score, he would have recreated the infamous Florida flop and had the entire defense fall down and let them score.
I don't think
he was trying to let them score.
No, but there was a play that I think it was a run, but there was a play, and someone in the press box was like, they should just let him go in right there.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like with 2+ minutes or whatever. But no, he didn't know they were going to score. He's just trying to save time. Is anybody on the text line defending me? Because I'm clearly right here.
No one's defending me.
See, this is where I need access to the text line. I think you're withholding
information. No one's defending you. You can look at it.
No, tell me anybody out there who thinks that Taylor Lewan was ever the face of the Titans franchise. I've never heard that before. I've never heard anyone say that.
I think he was.
He was the best interview. He was the guy you go to after the game who'd say something wild.
Nobody cares about that. I'm saying.
Well, then what do you mean?
He was the most popular player.
Taylor Lewan has been hated by a lot of Titans fans, especially when he was getting all those personal fouls. Are you kidding me?
Taylor Lewan was more popular than Marcus Mariota was. Well, he has half the city calling him dad. I think it's the dumbest thing on the earth, but he does.
Right, but what percentage of the city was saying, Marcus is great and they just need to change the system? At least half, right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I know you weren't on that team, but a lot of people in this city were like, oh, Marcus is misunderstood. He's so awesome, and he's the nicest guy in the world.
He's very nice.
There were more people who were fans of Mariota than Lewan.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kenneth texts in, Taylor Lewan over Mariota all day was the face of the franchise. We have another text that says, Lewan was the face of the franchise for a couple of seasons, which is an indictment of Webster's inability to draft. So far, we have three saying Lewan was the face of the franchise. Nobody's saying Mario.
So what seasons are we talking? What seasons was he the face? I mean, I wasn't here in 15 when they were garbage. I guess maybe that's maybe
that's probably still, I don't know, Delaney, that was, at that point.
That was the year that they took his captaincy away. What, 15? So I got here in 16 when Mariota had his great year. He was great that year. He was absolutely the face of the franchise. It was not Taylor Lewan. He wasn't even a captain of the freaking team.
Okay. You know, Pecorino has never been a captain of the team either.
Oh,
you think
great.
He's a franchise?
Yeah, he's a goalie. Come on. You know the.
Okay.
So how many goalies have the C ever?
Roberto Luongo. That's the only one I can think of.
Well, no, Price had it, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I thought. I don't know. But regardless, Lewan has never been the. In 16, that's the year he had the Raiders personal file, and the whole town wanted him out. Kirk Herbstreit's tweeting at him like, "You suck, Taylor Lewan." I mean,
oh, yeah,
he was not a complete everyone. Yeah, people call him dad. Some people have wanted him out of here. I mean, it's no way.
Well, you're never going to be universally popular, Joe.
Well, right. But the quarterback who has a great year and is a captain and is the guy who's out front is the face of the franchise, not the left tackle who's getting personal fouls.
We'll continue yelling at each other on the other side of the break. Right. Also, are Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry criminally underpaid in terms of what they bring to this franchise? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Munson taking you through this Tuesday morning. And I have some gifts. I have a pair of tickets to give away for Nashville SC taking on FC Dallas tonight at Nissan Stadium at 7:30. Be caller 5 at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Nashville SC take on FC Dallas tonight. So make sure you race to your phones and get that done right now. Joe, there's a lot of reaction here on our text line.
You better tell me the honest count, Robbie.
Well, it's definitely Lewan leading at this point, but you do have a couple of Mariota defenders that have come in. Let me see if I could sort these out. Let's go to Tim in Clarksville on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Face of the franchise equals the player most popular outside the local fan base. That person was Mariota, hands down. Check jersey sales. Outside of the local fan base, you think, is the definition of a franchise or face of the franchise?
I think you have to take both into account. So I think you could have more of an argument just here because he's very popular here. Still polarizing, but popular. But outside the league, that is part of it. And outside the league, no one's like, Taylor Lewan's Tennessee Titans. No one. No one said that. They might say, wow, look at the wild thing Taylor Lewan just said. So from a personality standpoint, he, certainly for us, we go to him after every game. We know he's the one guy who's going to say stuff, but that, to me, is not the face of a franchise.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Austin texts in, says, I agree with Robbie, and it's so powerful that he said it three times. I agree with Robbie three times.
Wow.
I feel like that has to count for something.
Click your heels and agree with Robbie. I tweeted this, by the way, so I'm getting some I'm going with my own poll right here.
You can't do that.
I got a Mariota Henry. I got a Mariota Lewan Byard. I said 16. The years we're talking about are 16, 17, 18.
We know what it is now.
Yeah, like it's been Henry the last 2 years. We agree on that.
Yes.
15, you said Delanie Walker. I could also say Jarrell Casey. Those guys, when they were bad, they were great players.
Yeah.
Lewan was
anybody who
not.
Was good in 15.
Lewan
maybe.
Was yeah. right. Lewan got his captaincy taken away in 15, and people weren't sure of his future here, right? 16, 17, 18 are the years that we are talking about. There's no argument for Lewan in 16 because Mariota was great that year. 17, I would give you that 18 would be the 1 year he did the boss hog thing. I still don't think he was, but like I can kind of see it.
I think he was in 18. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in, we need consequences for when Joe is wrong. What do we think the consequences
mean?
Need to be?
You want me to, like walk the plank?
He has to sit in a panic room with Jared.
With Jared?
For 2 hours. Panic room, just him and Jared.
Oh, good. Yeah, Jared and I can argue about Jared, what would Jared say, face of the franchise?
Like in 18?
Not Javion Clowney.
What's that?
He wouldn't say Jadeveon Clowney.
Parrish, sure. Parrish Cox?
Yeah, maybe. I mean.
Let us know, Jared.
Jared loved Mariota, so he would say Mariota, I think.
Okay, so Vincent Love, great Titans fan who I follow on Twitter, great follow. Mater V615, by the way. He says Delanie Walker. He says Delanie Walker locally in those years, 16, 17, 18.
Maybe.
I mean, honestly, like I would buy that over Lewan.
Would you?
I would. Lewan is the most colorful character. and a great player. But I think I think it's hard to be. How can you be the face of a franchise if you're not a captain of the team? If you're not one of the captains, one of several captains.
I mean, he was at one point.
Going way back.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland text in, Lawan was the face for the first 2 years. He's likable, but he also gets hurt every other game and takes ridiculous penalties every other game. We can make it without him.
Okay, not really the question, but okay.
He said he was for the first two years.
Well, so they can also make it without Mariota, too.
So, obviously. Wait, is he saying first 2 years are the ones we're talking about, 16, 17, 18, or his first year? Because Lawan's first
year
unclear. Lawan's first year was 14, right? I believe.
Yes.
Yes, 14. 14 and 15, you know, they're 5 and 27. Yeah, it seems like Walker Casey would be your back then, right? For sure.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, Lawan was the face of our franchise. We had no stars during those years. Antonio Andrews and Nate Washington were our only playmakers. Come on now.
Okay, so you're going back to the crappy years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm arguing.
This is a different texture, but yeah.
I'm arguing when Mariota was here that Mariota was the face of the franchise over Lawan. That's really all I'm saying. Okay, so 16, 17, 18. There is no way you convince me that in 16. Now, you get starting getting the arguments about Mariota in 17 and 18. So I get that some of the fan base, like, abandoned him, understandably. I still think he's the face of the franchise. People around the league, that does matter. It's people around the league are like, okay, who do you think of when you think of the Tennessee Titans? It's not Taylor Lewan. I think Delanie Walker, Jarrell Casey, Marcus Mariota would probably be my top three.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle texts in, Taylor Lewan was never the face of the franchise. He wasn't even the face of Michigan. Going back to the college days there.
Yeah. Boy, he was a little bit of a hothead at Michigan.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't even the face of his high school team. Not even his middle school team.
Come on.
Pee Wee football wasn't the face of.
They did beat Michigan State one time in his career. He was very excited to go get the trophy on the other side of the field, but man, he had some embarrassing days against them.
I mean, we've got like 25 texts here on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm not going to read all of them, but I will say the trend, just on my basic eyeball of it, I would say 60% agree with me.
Okay, well, let me give you some tweets. Mariota, Henry. Joey Garrison, Mariota.
Well, I need to see how you phrase this.
Mid-high apparel.
Because I don't trust you.
Okay, go. You can look. Mid-high apparel, Mariota. Neil and Mafia, Mariota. James says Casey, Walker, Lawan. So he went Lawan in 18. Girl on Rocky Top, Mariota. Alan D. Hall, Mariota. I'm getting more Mariota. There is some Lawan.
The people texting in are smarter. They take more time to be dedicated to this stuff.
But look at my tweet. My tweet is it's not.
You did a good job on the tweet.
Yeah, I just said just answer the question. Who was the face of the franchise in those 3 years? I mean, in 18, because he got the extension, he became, at least for a little bit, the highest paid offensive lineman, and he did the Boss Hog press conference. And Mariota was so at that point, it was eroding for Mariota,
and he was boring.
Well, I know he was boring, but again, like that's not the question. We're not asking who was the most interesting personality. Then that's easily Lawan. I'll give you him all day on that. But I would maybe consider 18 for Lawan because it was in 18 the transitional year. But even again, it's how you define it. If you define it as, and I think it has to be a lot of it, Chris Carlton on Twitter says T-Rack.
That's pretty good.
But if you define it as the league looks at the Tennessee Titans and says, who do you think of? Like right now, it's Derrick Henry, right?
Well, yes, we're not talking about right now though.
Right, but I'm saying, how do you define it? Like right now, that's part of how I would define it. Not locally and nationally, it's both. It has to be both. It can't just be locally. Locally and nationally. I mean, locally, like Freddie Gaudreau was a folk hero, okay? Nationally,
people
don't know who he is. So right now it's Derrick Henry. Someone also tweeted at me like, you know, he's going to be over. Oh, Johnny, our buddy, says like he's going to be second to Tannehill. I don't think so. This is one of those rare situations where it's not the quarterback just because you have a star who is – and you've seen this in some – like sometimes you have a star linebacker. Who's the face of the Bears? Khalil Mack?
It's not Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Certainly not Mitch Trubisky.
You know, like Lawrence, who was the face of the Giants all those years? It was Lawrence Taylor, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be the quarterback. It's not because of Derrick Henry's greatness.
But I will say.
But it's usually the quarterback.
But when you're watching all these shows talking about MVP discussions, in the Titans' perspective, it's Tannehill's name that's coming up, not Derrick Henry's.
No, right, but that's a different conversation. It really is. MVP, I mean, was Luan ever an MVP? You know, I mean, it's who do you think of when you think of a team? I think that's right. I think that's really what it is.
Well, let me ask you this, and I realize this is a different situation, but the Cleveland Browns sucked forever. Yes. They went through 1,000 different quarterbacks. Who was their franchise player for 10 years?
Joe Thomas.
It was Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
He's a left tackle.
Right.
It can happen.
Oh, no, it can. I'm sure. I'm trying to think in the past. It's probably rare with offensive linemen. But, yeah, I'm sure that's happened other times, too. He was also like the sad face, wish he was at a better franchise of the franchise. But still, I'm not saying you can never be the offensive lineman. I'm just saying that Mariota, it all went away for him last year. But I still think more than half of this fan base was like, he's great and you're not giving him a chance to be great and he's hurt and in the system and it's all people talk about was Mariota. So that's part of it too, right? People weren't talking about Luan. I mean,
oh yeah, but that's also because Luan is good and everybody knew he was good. You're trying to figure out if Mariota sucks or not.
Right.
So it's a little bit different there too. You see what I mean? And it's kind of interesting. Like, even think back in Titans history, like obviously McNair and Eddie George, when they first got here, the faces of the franchise. But like the way that the fan base just adored Bruce Matthews. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, they loved Bruce Matthews, like the Iron Man of the NFL.
Yeah, like
that time. Like, it's right. A different Hall conversation. But I mean, yeah, somebody just texted in about Bruce Matthews. I mean, I don't know if you could have ever called Bruce Matthews during the Titans time the face of the franchise. He probably certainly was when they were the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Oilers. But I don't know during the Titans if you ever called him the face of the franchise. He was a little bit later in his career at that point. But it can happen. You can have some offensive linemen.
Yeah, but I still think, and no doubt, he was a great player, Hall of Famer, Iron Man, all that stuff. An incredibly long career at a high level. But I still, like, as a just general NFL fan, I thought of Warren Moon when I thought of the Houston Oilers, and I thought of Steve McNair when I thought of the Tennessee Titans. So it's hard to get over the quarterback. It's usually the quarterback. But, you know, 18's an interesting year where people are starting to be out on Mariota. And, you know, the Boss Hog press conference alone probably deserves some kind of a vote.
Either way, Titans are really going to miss Taylor Lewan. I think this conversation began that way, with us talking about how much they're going to miss Taylor Lewan, and then we started yelling at each other, which I like.
So here's a tweeter says, Mariota, 16. Mariota, 17. 18, oof. IDK, oof, I don't know. That year of maybe you give Lewan half a face there.
Real quickly, let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A texter says, no benefit of the doubt on this, Joe. You were wrong about the bye week, so you can't be trusted.
Oh, man. So like, what is my punishment? People want me punished right now.
I don't think you really need a punishment. Well, I just don't trust you since the bye week comment.
Well, Twitter says I'm right, so this is another
text
example
line
of
says
how
you're wrong.
This is another example of how Twitter is a paragon of virtue.
No, those are just people who follow you, Joe, so they appreciate all your work at The Athletic.
Oh, my sycophants.
Yeah. Yes, the Joe Rexroad fan club on Twitter. It's a great place to be.
Let me tell you, I'll show you guys some mentions of how beloved I am on Twitter at times.
I'm sure it's great. When we come back, we'll get to the conversation we were going to get to in this segment. How underpaid is the Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry combo for the Titans, given the production they've had? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Are you or your kid dressing up as a Nashville Predator, Tennessee Titans, or Nashville SC player, or a sports star for Halloween? Then enter the ESPN The Game Nashville Sports Costume Contest presented by Wilson County Hyundai at thegamenashville.com for a chance to win a $100 gift card to Nashville Underground. Just submit a picture of you or your kid in the sports costume and you're entered to win entered for a chance to win. Contest closes on Monday, November the 2nd. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe, we kind of knew it in the offseason, and you, I think, were Nostradamus and predicted it immediately. But when Ryan Tannehill signed his contract with the Titans, you immediately said, give this thing like 6 months, and this is going to look like an absolute steal of a contract for the Titans. Well, here we are 5 games into the season for the Titans, and it looks like they have got an absolute bargain at the quarterback position with Ryan Tannehill. And then the big talking point of the offseason also was, What is the new deal for Derrick Henry going to look like? He ends up signing for, I think, $12 million per season for the next 4 years. Right now, both of those deals, Joe, they look really, really good for the Titans. You're talking about what up until this point has been two, I think, legitimate MVP candidates so far this year offensively.
Well, I appreciate you. I actually forgot that I said that. So
you did.
I feel smart right now. It's not going to change all of the people now turning my way, including Kyle Tucker, who says no offensive lineman's ever been the face of an NFL franchise. But
I just gave you one with Joe Thomas, like literally 10 minutes ago.
He has this text. Name me another, Robbie. My text line with Kyle Tucker. One. Oh, there we go. Oh, yes. That's right. All right. Anyway, yeah, the Twitter's pretty funny right now. The deals, I mean, the Tannehill deal looks brilliant. Actually, who is it? I don't even know who he was an analyst for, but he ripped it. Jeff Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz ripped that deal.
Tannehill, yeah.
Yeah, he played. I will give Jeff Schwartz some credit because he came out the other day and said, all right, give me the L on that one. I'll take the L. Because here you go. Taking the L on Tannehill. So good for him. I was blown away. And actually, even at the time, if you remember, how many people were out there like, you know, because it was Henry. Was he tagged yet? I forget the exact order, but he obviously didn't have a long-term deal yet.
Even players around the league.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Irate that they gave Tannehill the deal before Henry.
Right, yeah. And again, it's just, I mean, it's the sad reality of the one position in this league that actually is suffering from, you know, decreasing pay over a long period of time. The fact that Derrick Henry basically got the same deal as Chris Johnson a decade earlier, right? But yeah, there was a lot of shade thrown at that deal. Some of it because of that. Some of it because people are dumb and didn't see that Tannehill was good last year, or thought it was just fake or smoke and mirrors, or even really like thought he was terrible in Miami, which he never was. But I think it's just sort of, They weren't very good, and people just thought he wasn't good. So there was a lot of it was just misjudging him. But, man, that deal looks really good right now. If he can stay healthy. That was always the number one question to me. It still is. He's had injuries. He's had knee. He's had shoulder. So can he stay healthy? If he does, that deal is going to look incredible by the end of it.
So we talked a lot in the offseason about how different of a back Derrick Henry is. And you even said, don't call him a running back. Call him like offensive weapon, Derrick Henry. And look, I get it. He does things a different way than Kamara does or Christian McCaffrey does, even to a certain extent Zeke. Like, he's never going to be the guy, you know, catching 10 balls a game out of the backfield. But knowing what we know about Derrick Henry and how good he is at just running between the tackles, running with power, creating separation, as we saw on the 94-yard run, having that home run ability, is Derrick Henry the best running back in football? When you factor in everything, when you factor in the complete package, even with all of that taken into consideration, is he still the best running back in football?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm thinking of Zeke coughing up the ball last night. He's in that discussion. I mean, I think a lot of people would still say in this league, you got to be Alvin Kamara, because Alvin Kamara's been amazing this year. And he's just such a weapon. Alvin Kamara is a slot receiver playing running back who also can run with power.
Right.
So and it's funny, of course, Alvin Kamara at one time was at Alabama, was like, I got to go somewhere else. I'm not playing over Derrick Henry, right? And then how it went, I believe that was part of why.
Wasn't playing over Jalen Hurd either, but whatever.
Yeah.
Not bitter.
Yeah. again, it's a cop-out. It's absolutely a cop-out on my part. He's the best runner of the football. I think everybody should be able to agree with that. When he has football in his hands, I wouldn't. There are shiftier players. There are players who can get to the edge faster. The whole package, I wouldn't want anybody else with a football if I was an NFL coach. But these offenses are so – they can be so lethal when a back can do the things that McCaffrey and Kamara can do, you know? So it's – I don't know. I'm copping out on this.
Let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, when McCaffrey is healthy, it's him. If Derrick Henry could catch the ball better, then yes, he would be. Now, he did have 52-yard reception the other day.
He did.
In overtime.
Yeah. I mean, and he has worked very hard. It is very apparent. He has worked very hard. Tony Dews has worked very hard with him. to catch the ball. Much has been made of how he really couldn't at all, even going into college. And his hands are way better. He's worked hard on it. He's never, 6'3", 250, it's already ridiculous enough that he could run 22 miles an hour and he could outrun an entire defense. I mean, it's asking a little bit too much for him to go out there and run these little choice routes the way that, like, a McCaffrey can do it. You know, it's like, it's amazing those guys play the same position, you know, when you look at them. So it's just, that's never going to be a strength of his. But yeah, he catches the ball, you get him in space with the ball in any way, and he's going to be a threat.
Now, I hate kind of asking these questions in the NFL because a lot can change year to year. But the way these two are playing right now with Tannehill and Henry, number one, Derrick Henry not showing any signs yet of slowing down. He still looks every bit as good, every bit as dominant as he was a year ago. Ryan Tannehill obviously not showing signs of slowing down. I think he's still got a lot of good football left in him if he stays healthy. We always kind of view the NFL as, you know, 1 year, 2 year windows, and then reevaluate after that. How much better do you feel maybe about the long-term window if you're a Titans fan, given the way that these two in particular have played and what their contract situations are as the Titans move forward?
Well, you're still going to hear people talking about running backs and how those careers flame out, and they do, but they don't always. And Derrick Henry looks like a guy. And a serious injury can change anything, and they certainly happen easily in this league. But he just looks like a guy who has years left him. He's 26. And this is his second full season where he's going to get heavy, heavy usage. You know, that's the one good thing about how things have gone in his career for him. One, he had to learn to get better, but he played behind people. He shared time with Deion Lewis 2 years ago. So I think he's got – I mean, yeah, we looked at these deals, and it's like they can get out basically after two with both, but at this point, are they going to want to? I mean, you're going to be paying a lot of money to those guys if you don't, but I don't see those guys coming near the end here anytime soon.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Cedric texts in, Derrick Henry is the NFL version of Shaquille O'Neal, maybe the most dominant player in the league, yet not the most skilled. I like that.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm trying to think of what is it that – see, when I think of Shaquille O'Neal, I've always believed that he could have been the greatest player of all time.
Right, but, like, Shaq's not out there crossing people over. Like, you know?
Yeah.
He's just dominant. Yeah. Just a force to deal with.
I like that. I'm just trying to think of what the equivalent is to the free throws that he couldn't hit for Derrick Henry, you know?
Maybe catching the ball.
But he catches it now.
He caught the screen. Like, maybe running a choice route. I don't know.
Yeah, running routes.
Or poking holes.
Yeah. I like that one. Real quick, I got some. I got Murray Casey 16, Walker Casey 17, Henry Byard 18.
Okay.
I do have. I got Delaney in 16, Marcus in 17 and 18. I do have one lonely person who says Lawan.
It's more than one, buddy. Just look at the text line.
Yeah, you're
driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Your text line. You need to get me the app to get the text line.
I'll do that.
All right.
When we come back, our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will join us. We'll get into the Titans investigation conducted by the NFL with him. That next. This is Robbie and Rex Road live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.